What is the craziest thing that you've run over? My friend was driving yesterday and could not avoid hitting and running over a baby stroller.
Ooh,
on the highway.
Yikes.
Thank God, no baby inside of it. But it's like, how did that baby stroller end up in one of the three lanes on a highway?
Ooh.
Like, how is that even possible?
Must have been in the bed of a truck.
That's what I'm assuming, because a lot of stuff could fly out of there. Maybe the wind pushed it out or something like that. I know one time I was driving on 465 when I first got here almost 2 years ago. The company put me up real big time. I was staying at this fancy place called Extended Stay. Really, really nice. And it was right over by like 465 in Michigan. And somebody dropped, it looked like a bed, like their bed, their mattress and their box spring. And it was in the, it would have been in the slow lane, the right lane. And I almost clipped it because they didn't, I mean, first of all, it's terrible to dump it on the side of the road. But it was like right there in the first lane on the right side.
I've never had to swerve.
Never?
Never for something that big.
Oh my gosh.
But one time I did come across somebody's weave that had blown off that I ran over. And, you know, I've heard of people snatching wigs, but I didn't know it was like that.
Throwing it out there. 317-239-1009. I think between dodging potholes over here in Indy, there's just things that people, for whatever reason, they can't take it to a dumpster. They can't take it to a Goodwill. They're like, oh, I'll just throw this out here in the middle of the road. And that's so dangerous. Liv, have you ever had any experience, whether you've hit something or not, where it's come close, that was on the road or the highway?
Well, I've run over a cell phone, actually, and it was
cell phone.
Yes, and it was a friend's cell phone, and they
was
were not
it a
happy.
Samsung Galaxy?
Yeah.
Well, then it doesn't matter.
Oh, if it was an iPhone, it would be totally different. Is that what you're trying to say right there?
They seem to still be very upset about it.
All right. 317-239-1009. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Hannah.
Hannah, what did you run over?
So I was merging onto 465, and a flock of geese decided to fly in front of my car.
Wait, you hit a flock of geese?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. My gosh.
And I couldn't slow down because I was merging.
Oh, man. I bet you're, like, banned from going to Canada right now. They know what you did.
Probably. I feel like they all know what I did.
I mean, that's like the equivalent of the bald eagle, isn't it? Like if you did that to a bald eagle, I'd have you arrested.
I'm scared of geese.
I know. I'm scared of geese now, too.
Like, now they always know, like, oh, there she is. There's Amanda. Remember what she did to our cousin, Mikey? Hey, thank you, Amanda, for calling in today. Yeah, birds. Actually, you know what? I think I hit a bird one time, too. I feel so bad. And obviously, I'm sure people have hit dogs before. I'm kind of talking about, like, weird things that you hit. Like, you don't expect to hit, a gaggle of geese.
You know who else abuses animals? Serial killers.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks,
this is
Alex.
Getting really dark really quick.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, who has hit this many animals, Joe?
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sandra.
Sandra, what happened? What'd you strike? What'd you run over?
Well, it was not me, but it was my close to 80-year-old mother. She was driving on 465 and a truck that was carrying porta potties.
Oh no.
And yeah, so one fell off, and luckily, I mean, she's pretty quick still, so yeah, she did not hit it, thank goodness.
I'm so worried. My grandma no longer drives. I don't think she's 78, but, and I'm not saying old people can't drive, but old people
can't drive.
Yeah, and I just get so worried. Like, a porta potty, that thing ain't gonna be an easy impact.
Ew.
That's gonna be a little messy. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. What did you run over?
I hit a spark plug a couple weeks ago that burst right through my tire, my rim. I had to get a new rim.
Where was this?
This was on 465.
That spark plug just popped up and hit me on the windshield over the weekend, and it cracked my windshield. It's the same spark plug.
I decided to call in because I thought it might be.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Do you think, guys, not to get all like conspiracy theory or anything, do you think somebody is purposely dropping things on 465 when they see Alex driving?
I think that they are trying to get Alex to move out of Indy and are just trashing her car until she finally has enough and moves.
Well, I'm going to have to leave Indy on a freaking boat because my car is about to be trashed.
Yeah, remind me not to fly. Let me know when you're going to the airport. I will avoid flying
that day. I cannot believe that is the same spark plug and it destroyed both of our cars. You and I need to get in on a lawsuit. We need need the hammer or somebody that can help us.
Oh, the hammer, the local guy. Yeah. See the commercials. All right, I'm the hammer.
You know, if you want to open a, you know, a case, I'm down for it because I've spent like $500 on wheels this year on a brand
new car.
Me
too, brother. So, wait, me too.
Okay, now I'm changing it. Maybe you're just a bad driver like Alex
no.
is.
That's what my dad says.
Hey, bud, thanks for calling. You're going to call the hammer right there, see what happens. If you couldn't get through, let us know on our social media. It's Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.